This is Vatican News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has led the African National Congress, the ANC, to victory in Wednesday's national election. However, drop in its share of the vote underlines the challenge he faces restoring confidence in his party. With opponents in the ANC and an emboldened far-left opposition party, Ramaphosa may struggle to push through tough reforms. Father Peter John Pearson, director of the Catholic Bishops' Parliamentary Liaison Office in Cape Town, says he's hopeful the president will deliver on his promises.
Look, I think we are hoping that a renewed mandate for the president, who has shown good leadership in the past year that he's been in office. The continuing probes, which have been very far-reaching into corruption, into state capture, into all the pathologies that have afflicted our country over the last 9 or 10 years, that those will be brought to the fore and that there will be the appropriate punishment for those who are guilty and so forth and so on. I think the country is hoping for that. It'll restore morale in the country. It'll restore economic confidence in the country. And that's pretty important. I think people are really hoping that a renewed mandate in different hands and different leadership of the African National Congress will speak to some of the social deprivations. A quarter of a century, we know the figures so well: informal housing, increasing poverty, poor educational opportunities despite the biggest educational budget in Africa. So I think people are hoping for some kind of way out of the morass that goes beyond just rhetoric, that a program plan, and people have a confidence. The most important thing, I think, would be for the government that comes in to harness the kind of hope that exists and do something practical with it and implement it in ways that are a lot more far-reaching than the good rhetoric that has so often filled the political space.
Well, as Catholic Church that has been so prophetic in the past in South Africa, fighting apartheid and seeking justice, it seems to me that you still have a lot to do in a country that's described as the most unequal in the world. If you are given the space and the means to do so, how do you feel in your liaison parliamentary office? Do you feel empowered?
I think we do. I think we find space and the respect for a culture of dialogue and for platforms that are able to do that is increasing again and being respected again. So the core work we do to bring people together to discuss policy options, to think of ways forward, to interrogate policies, it's having its own springtime again, and you know, we participate in that fully. I think the work we do in education, in the healthcare sector, that will have to continue. And some of the more innovative processes or programs that small groups that are church-based and church-funded are doing at local level around the cultivation of land, around small-scale industrial activity, that those kinds of things just continue. We've got to break the iniquitous cycle of poverty. And at the moment, I think our biggest contribution is to the thought processes that kind of looking to see how we can best attack these big problems, but also at the same time, because we believe in things like subsidiarity, to also give support to the small programs that are just breaking the cycle of poverty in very local places. I think we as church are able to speak to both ends of the spectrum and bring those ends of the spectrum also into discussion. So I think that's a positive place to be in at the moment.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think we would always rely heavily on the prayers and the support of people who want to see a flourishing of democracy in places where that's been severely tested, and support for democrats who hold public positions and that we strengthen the culture of speaking truth to power with honesty and integrity. I think support for those kinds of initiatives and people is always important, especially from people outside of our country.
And that was Father Peter John Pearson, Director of the Catholic Bishop's Parliamentary Liaison Office in Cape Town.